Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Let's all rise. Let's all rise. Let's all stand as we prepare our hearts to worship the Lord. Isn't it such a blessing and isn't it such a privilege that we are able to come together as one church, as His people, to worship Him, to glorify His name. Amen? Amen. So let me read Psalm 113, verses 2 to 5 to everyone. It says, "Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its setting. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? Who is seated on high?" Truly, who is like the Lord our God? Truly, there is no one. So church, let us all pray. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for this afternoon that we can come together as your people, O Lord, designed and made to worship you, O Lord. No matter what we've gone through this week, Lord, we pray, O Lord, that we be able, Lord, to just lay it down before you, O Lord. And we just pray, O Lord, that we can be able to declare that you, O Lord, are King over all the universe, O God. There is none like you, and it is all because of you that we are alive. So, Lord, we declare this today, and you deserve all the glory and all the highest praise. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah. Breath I breathe, author of all eternity, giver of every perfect thing, to be the glory, maker of heaven and of earth. No one can comprehend your worth, King over all the universe, to you be the glory. I'm alive, and I am alive. Cause I'm alive in you. It's all because of Jesus I'm alive. It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ that covers me and raised this thing that's life. It's all because of Jesus. Every breath I breathe, author of all eternity, giver of every perfect thing, to you be the glory, amen. Maker of heaven and of earth, no one can comprehend your worth, King over all the universe, to you be the glory. I'm alive, and I am alive. Cause I'm alive in you. It's all because of Jesus I'm alive. It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ that covers me and makes this dead man's life. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus I'm alive. It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ it covers me and makes this dead man's life. It's all because of Jesus. Every sunrise sings your praise. Universe cries out your praise, singing freedom all my days. Now that I'm alive, it's all because of Jesus I'm alive. Amen. It's all because the blood of Jesus Christ it covers me and raises this dead. It's all because covers me and raised this dead, this life. It's all because of Jesus. For the last time, it's all because of Jesus, Son of God. Let's declare it. It's all because the blood of Jesus covers me and brings this deadness life. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. I'm alive. Amen. Worship Him. Woo. We are forgiven. The only one, there is no other. Spirit now in me is causing me to see the dreams you have for me, and you're calling me to you forever.
Now I surrender.
I believe you're the only one, there is no other. Spirit now in me is causing me to see the dreams you have for me, and you're calling me to you forever. Now I surrender. My purpose is found in you alone. I'll praise you forever.
The name is greater, Jesus, Savior and Redeemer, Jesus. You who gave my life and set me free, I'll follow you. We're living for you now, oh Jesus, Savior and Redeemer, Jesus. You who gave my life and set me free, I'll follow you. Found in you alone, I'll praise you forever. I look to you, no other name is greater, Jesus, Savior and Redeemer, Jesus. You who gave a life and set me free, I'll follow you. We're living for you now, oh Jesus, Savior and Redeemer, Jesus. You who gave a life and set me free.
Follow you, living for you now.
Sa
give life.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Let's offer a clap offering. A word of thanksgiving. A word of adoration to Him who is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Friends, there is no better way to give God all glory than to use His inspired word, singing His word back to Him. And in Romans chapter 11, verse 36 says, "For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen." What a good reminder for us that God even give us what we need to praise Him. Our breath, our lives, our hands. These are all gifts from the Lord, the life that God gives to us. The song says, it's your breath in our lungs and we pour out our praise. And in Psalms 150 verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen? Let everything that has breath give praise to God. God gives us breath to praise. God gives us heart to engage to Him. And God gave us hands to raise for His glory. Amen? And we thank the Lord for all these things comes from Him. So we have the ability and we will just choose to worship and give Him glory. Worship in songs is meant to bring glory to God and tell of all the things He has done. It reminds us of His goodness. It gives us an expression to give thanks to the Lord for all the blessings and the things that He's done in our lives. But worship is not meant to be confined in singing songs only. It is meant to be lived out. Or what we call worship indeed is really a lifestyle. We are not just singing songs, but we can also say, great is the Lord, even when things are not great in our lives. We will choose to say, Lord, you are good, even things are not well in our lives. Because indeed, He is good. Amen. Ang Diyos ay mabuti kahit ano pang, whatever we are going through, His character will remain, that He is a good Father, a good God. God is great because we've been singing this. He is life, He is love, and He is light. God is great because He can restore our souls and mend our broken hearts. Through Jesus, we have hope that God will fulfill every promise He makes on His word. So let's continue to trust in the goodness, in the Lordship, in the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a matter of choice. We have an option to worship Him or not. But worshiping God and or not worshiping God will not make Him a lesser God. Sabi nga sa Bible, if the people will not worship, He will make the rock worship Him. And we worship Him because we need God. We need Him, and He is only the source of life, the source of hope. So we thank the Lord because we have Jesus, and we can count on Him. So let's continue to worship. Can we do it one more time? Let's give God a clap of praise, a word of thanksgiving and adoration. Lord, be enthroned. You are worthy, and we declare in this place, we declare in our lives, Lord, that we will just choose to give you glory. With the breath that we have, that you have given us, we will choose to worship you. Father, we thank you, O God, for that reminder and for that truth that we just sing, Lord. All that we have comes from you, Lord, and we will use it to give you glory. And whatever we're going through, O God, even things are not great, we will choose to sing and declare the greatness of our Lord in our lives, O Lord. Thank you, Father, and we just continue to pray for your Spirit to continue to flow, touch each and every hearts. Prepare our hearts, O God, as we will hear your word, be encouraged, and we will know you better, what you are will to us, O God, as we continue to open our hearts to your word. Thank you for this day, O God, in Jesus' name. Let's partner with someone. Let's encourage and have a prayer of encouragement to your partner. Thank you, po.
Good afternoon po sa ating lahat. God is good? All the time? Yes, amen. We continue po to worship our God through our tithes and offering. May I invite everyone to read with me in Proverbs 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. Let our response be, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to worship you through our tithes and offerings. We are called to honor you with our possessions and the first fruits of our labor. May these first fruits enable us to do your work and be generous in our giving, knowing that our offerings contribute to the growth of your kingdom and the well-being of others. Use our gifts, Lord, to build your church and your kingdom here in our midst. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your steadfast love for us. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity that we can give. Bless these offerings that they may be used to advance your kingdom and glorify your name. And may our faith continue to grow stronger each day and bring us closer to you. Always remind us, Lord, to be humble and generous. In this all we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us give cheerfully to the Lord. Thank you.
Again, welcome po ulit sa ating second service. Greet the person beside you. Thank you for coming back. Yeah. At this juncture po, we will welcome new friends who have visited us for the first time. And before that, if you were coming back for the second or third time, pangalawa, pangatlong beses, we would like to acknowledge you. Kaway lang po, just wave at me. So yun, thank you for coming back. Thank you po. And we will welcome two new friends who visited us for the first time. As I call on your name po, just stand and we will greet you and pray for you. So manatili lang po nakatayo. And after the service po, dadalin po kayo ng inyong host to one of the rooms for some short refreshment and some chit-chat. Kung meron po kayong questions about the Living Word, they will share the information, and if you have any prayer items or prayer requests, they will pray for you. So let's welcome si Miss Caroline Magbanwa. Welcome po, and Miss Chona Robledo. Thank you for coming po sa Living Word. And we welcome you. Kung wala pa po kayong home church dito sa Singapore, you can come back again and again and again. And we will welcome you with our open arms to be sa family po ng Living Word. Thank you for coming. Let's pray for them. Panalangin po natin sila. Father, we thank you for Miss Caroline and Chona for letting them come in our service today. We just continue to pray for your blessing to be upon them, Lord. You know their needs. You know their prayers in their hearts, Lord. Our prayers that you will continue to touch and bless and acknowledge, Lord, any desires in their hearts. And I pray, Lord, that they will be blessed in their coming today. As they hear your word, they will be encouraged as well. And they will find new friends, O God, as they come and join us today. Marami pong salamat. Continue to bless them. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you po again. Let's all stand. Let's welcome Miss Caroline and Miss Jonah. And let's greet one another.
kasama ko muli ang Panginoon. I know nakaka-bless na makita ka. I love ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon. Ako'y nagagala na kasama ka ngayon. Nakaka-bless na makita ka. Ako'y nagagawa na kasama sama pupulihin ang Panginoon. I love nakaka-bless na makita ka. I love ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon. I love nakaka-bless na makita ka.
I love ako'y natutuwa.
Ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon.
Palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord that we are here today to worship the Lord and also to fellowship with one another, but importantly, to study God's Word. Tell the person beside you, I'm glad that you are here this day. Yan. Let me highlight a few announcements before we proceed to God's Word. Early morning prayer, tuloy-tuloy po ito ng Monday, Wednesday, Friday ng 5 a.m. And then on Sunday, 6 a.m., we encourage you to join us as we come and worship and also pray and intercede for the church, sa ating family, and even sa sitwasyon sa ating bansa o even sa Singapore. So let's just join our intercessory prayer ng morning. And also, this coming Wednesday, we will have an in-person prayer, 7:30 p.m. dito po sa Shekinah Hall. If you're done with work and available po kayo, come and join us at 7:30 this Wednesday. Take note, this coming Saturday, we will not have our MOH Breakfast Fellowship because we had it yesterday. Kasi this coming week, we will have a meeting. And take note, Grow As You Go series, October 10. Yan, October 10. Last Thursday, we have discussed about value of communication. And the coming topic po natin is church discipline in conflict resolutions. Tanong mo sa katabi mo, kamusta ka na kapatid? Normally, we deal with conflicts, we don't know. The scripture said deal with conflicts, but many of us don't know how, right? Alright, so we want to talk about that. It's a Zoom training. Also, yung value of communication that we just had last Thursday, I will upload it these coming weeks, dahil I have to refine and change a few things. And then hopefully you can study and ponder it and apply it into your life. Not just a church context, but also in your relationship, in your office, in your families, applicable po yung principle na yun. So take note, eto po. And also, this coming Saturday and Sunday, we will have our church planning and leaders retreat. Take note, September 28, we have 9:30 to 2:30 p.m. And then September 29, in between service. If you are a ministry leader, a care group leader, or part of a group, hopefully you can join us this coming weekend. We will send announcement so that you can give us your names that you, if you're able to join so that we can prepare yung food. Ang agenda natin po nito is to pray but also lay down yung mga things that we will do the coming year sa 2025. So take note, if you're a part of leadership, if you're a committee leader, if you're a care group leader, do join us sa ating church planning and leaders retreat. And then we have Wave 4 Prayer and Fasting 7 to 13 October. And then Water Baptism, 28 October. If the Lord has touched your heart and have convicted you and you want to publicly declare that you belong to Jesus, that you have surrendered your life to Christ, we would, and you want to show it to your friends and family and declare that you are a new creation that has been saved, do sign up sa iConnect. Sa 28 October po ito. And a few more, TLWF membership class, we will have it in 3rd October. This last announcement, very crucial po ito, we're calling all the parents and if your children, also guardians, we will change our PK class ng second service starting ng October. Second service only. Alright? Second service because we noticed that our children have grown at marami silang energy. We used to have it in the middle and those kids ay lumaki na. So we want to have it in the second service only, and we want to teach them. So what will happen, bring your children during the service to worship with us, and then after that worship, they can proceed sa praise kit. Take note, second service only. Now, Pastor, paano naman yung first service? At this moment, we have limited of teachers and assistants. We are praying for more workers to rise up. If that's you, and if the Lord is convicting you to serve in the Praise Kid ministry, contact us, the office team, myself, and even the Praise Kid teachers, because we are hoping that sa first half of next year, first quarter of next year, if possible, mag-open po yung ating first service Praise Kid class. Challenge po natin is we don't want our teachers to be burned out. And we want to also give them space to have time with their family. So take note, starting October, we will have our praised classes in the second service only. All right. Today, we have someone that will be speaking to us, one of our elder, and is part of the board for many years. And if you look at him, he seems so young. Ewan ko ano sa secret niya. Probably sa mga sushis kinakain niya. But we thank the Lord for his life and how he has served the church many ways. And I believe you've been blessed with him. And before we call upon him, let's just pray for Brother Richard. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat po for time na ito na kami po gathered here to worship you. And Lord, importantly, to study your word. And right now, as Brother Richard will preach and teach us, as he would guide us and even teach us from your word, I pray for your anointing be upon him. I pray, Lord, ang aming mga puso will be ready to receive your word. Lord, guide him as he preach and lead him, Lord, in the words that he says. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will move mightily in this place, illuminating your word so that we can understand it clearly and it also planted in our heart and there will be transformation in our lives. So salamat kay Brother Richard this afternoon as he preach. Bless him, Lord, and anoint him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's welcome Brother Richard.
Magandang hapon po sa bawat isa sa inyo. If you noticed, today is actually, if my calculation is right, 265 days in the year. So meaning, 100 days to go before 2024 is over. 94 days before Christmas. We thank God we are almost finishing the three quarters of the year. We thank God for His sustenance, for His protection. Even last week, nandito tayo, bumalik tayo, and even for that, we thank God for His protection to us. Even today, at this very moment that we are all here. Kanina po, welcome natin yung mga first-timers. I just want to encourage you that every one of us here, at one point in time, we are all first-timers. But in kaso nga lang sa akin, I was a first-timer many, many years ago, as Pastor Ruel mentioned. I came here November 30, 1994. That was Wednesday. And 4 days later, I attended the same church. Hindi pa po Living Word ang pangalan noon at that time. And kagaya na sinabi ni Brother Bong, please come back again and again and again. I never realized that I will last that long. I thought I will only be here 3 years or at the most 5 years. Sabi kanina, pagawa lang yung bahay na tinangay ng lahar. But our plans sometimes are changed. The Lord's plan prevails. Let me just go through this slide. Over the last 6 Sundays, we have been discussing from the book of Matthew, specifically chapter 5, beginning from the Beatitudes that was preached by Brother Sam, and then the Salt and Light by Brother Louis, subsequent fulfilling God's law, anger, lust, oath, and swearing by Pastor Ruel. You can see that the recurring theme that we can see here, the three aspects, the teachings of the Old Testament are being tackled, the traditions of the Jews, and the truth from Christ. You will also be hearing or reading some recurring phrases that you have heard that it was said. And then Jesus will say, but I say unto you. You have heard it was said, meaning those are the words, those are the teachings of the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, the scribes. But then the Lord Jesus is not telling or teaching a new thing when he say, but I say unto you. He was correcting the traditions of the Jews, the teachings that the people taught. It was God's commandment. Indeed, it is not. they have deviated, and over time, the passing of generations to their next generation, they have altered and became superficial. And the Lord Jesus is correcting that. In fact, in Matthew 5:17, the Lord said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." If you go farther to that, you will see this word, even a single dot, iota or comma, will not be stricken until everything is fulfilled. So the Lord Jesus explaining and discussing that, he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill them. Now, we have been hearing this again. The Lord Jesus is saying, "You have heard that it was said, but I say to you," in this case, this verse says, "You shall not murder. Whoever murders will be liable to judgment." But the Lord Jesus seems to elevate it, saying, if you are all angry, you stand tantamount to being martyred in front before God. So the Lord is dealing actually with the heart. He's addressing the heart issue. We have heard from Pastor Ruel about committing adultery. Many of these Pharisees, these scribes, in fact, they will condemn someone who are committing adultery because they were caught in the act of doing it. But then Jesus seems to be elevating that. Those who are committing adultery and you're condemning them, in fact, Jesus said, if you already have an imagination, lustful thoughts, you are also committing adultery before God. So Jesus is now just looking at the superficial thing. Jesus is actually looking at the heart. Again, it was heard, or you have heard that it was said to those of old about falsely swearing or taking an oath. Jesus said, do not take an oath at all. Let your yes be yes, and let your no be no. I explained this morning that I have a friend or someone who is acquaintance. He will mention, I know mayor, I know governor. I believe that he knows this specific mayor or governor. But then he keep on saying, actually, you see our pictures na magkasama kami doon, ito yung mga text niya sa akin. As if hindi pa sapat yung sinabi niya sa akin, when I already believe, sasabihin niya pang pinapakita niya lahat. As if hindi siya believe sa sarili niya, sinabi niya yon. So, in the same sense, dun sinasabi din sa Bible, let your yes be yes. No need to swear so much. Just make it as simple as that. So the crowds actually were amazed by Jesus' authority, unlike their scribes. He is speaking not the typical teachers that they can hear. So those were the setting when he began the teachings at the Sermon on the Mount. And we have been hearing from Pastor Ruel on that. So today we still have 10 verses remaining in Matthew chapter 5. Can I ask everyone to just stand and read with me? Matthew 5, verse 38 to 40, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil, but if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who will borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we just utter a short prayer? Lord, we thank you for today, the opportunity for us to listen and hear these remaining 10 verses in the Matthew. Lord, help us to digest them and anoint these message we have today so that, Lord, it will grow into our hearts and we can walk according to your ways. We thank you, Lord. Be with us today and this afternoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have entitled our message today, Love Your Enemies. Sino po ang may mga enemies dito? Pakitaas po ang kamay. Wag po, wag po. Okay. Throughout history, no one has advocated this highest ethic of loving your enemies except our Lord Jesus. We can hear from many leaders about telling their followers, be kind to those who are kind to you. Be good to those who are good to you. Love those who love you. But I did not hear anyone who advocate and preaching loving your enemies. Love is the greatest thing in the world. And the greatest thing that love is to love your enemies. In these verses that we read, Jesus said, if you want to be different, or what sets us apart, if you are kind to those who are only kind to you, if you are good to those who are good to you, if you are only loving those who love you, then what is the difference? Not even the tax collectors or even those Gentiles do the same. So he said, if you want to be set apart, be the sons of your Father, be perfect as Him, love your enemies. Yun po ang sinabi rito. Now, a command to love. Our Lord Jesus, on one of His preaching in Matthew 22, He was asked, on which commandment is the greatest? And then He replied, He said, your Lord is one, your Lord God is one, and this is the first. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. It's easy for me to remember this by putting some acronyms or abbreviations, HSMS. You shall love the Lord your God with all your H, meaning heart, SMS. Can you say SMS? Para po maintindihan natin. SMS stands for soul, mind, and strength. Lagyan lang ng H sa unahan. You shall love the Lord your God with all your SHMS. Madali pong tandaan. And then the second one is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Ang sinabi po ng Panginoon dito, doon sa Matthew 22 verse 37 to 40, all the law and prophets hang on to these two commandments. Parang nasummarize lahat ng binigay ni Moses, lahat ng mga katuruan sa Torah, at the same time yung mga sinulat ng mga prophets, they are all hanging into these two. In fact, yung nagtanong sa Panginoon, by doing and fulfilling this, you shall live. Ito po yung pinakamahalagang commandment. Now, I just want to talk more about the neighbor, because the first one in the Ten Commandments, yung pong first four related to God, meaning vertical. Yung from the fifth to the tenth commandment relates to fellow men, meaning horizontal. So for today, we'll be focusing more on that horizontal, loving your neighbor as yourself. Ano po yung context ng neighbor dito? Ito po ay relating to fellow men. Mas madali po ito kung Tagalogin natin yung neighbor. Ano po ang Tagalog ng neighbor? May pong dalawang meaning. Kapitbahay at saka kapwa. So yung pong sinasabi rito, love your neighbor as yourself, love your kapitbahay as yourself, or love your kapwa as yourself. Love your kapwa. It encompasses all. And it involves family, yung pong sinasabi nun sa Bible, honor your father and your mother, meaning ito po yung family, and siblings, ensure to take care of them. Friends love at all times. Neighbors, yung pong pinag-usapan natin, strangers are all covered under this neighbor, in this context. And it includes loving our enemies. Now, let me go back to this. When the Lord Jesus was preaching in Luke chapter 10, there was one expert of the law. In other translation, there was one lawyer who approached him and asked this question, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" All the while, I thought the one who asked that is only the rich young ruler. I never realized there was another lawyer who asked the same question to our Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus, as typical as when he gave answers, he gave answer in a form of question. When lawyer asked that, "What shall I do in order to inherit eternal life?" Jesus asked him, "What does your law says?" And then the lawyer reiterated actually what Jesus said. Whether he heard it from Jesus or he has taken it from the Old Testament, if he's an expert from the law, maybe he knew it from the Old Testament in Deuteronomy. So he repeated this: "You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And number two, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And then Jesus said to him, "Do that and you shall live." As if telling him, "Do those two and you will have eternal life." Parang ganun ang connotation ni Jesus, "Do that and you will live." And yung respond po ng lawyer, ang sabi niya, the expert of the law asked to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Para bang justifying himself, "By the way, sino bang aking neighbor?" Because in the context of the Jews, they have in their mind, sino yung neighbor na kinoconsider lang nila. They're only considering very close yung nasa kanilang community. That is the only one that they call neighbor. Usually, mga Jews lang. The rest, hindi nila neighbor. So, nagbigay ng kwento ngayon. In fact, this is the introduction to the Good Samaritan. If you will look at Luke chapter 10, that is the introduction of the Good Samaritan story. And Jesus tell this Good Samaritan, and I will just relay. In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him off of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed on the other side." Iniwasan niya nung makita niya. Instead na tulungan, umiwas yung priest. So, two, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took 2 denarii and gave to the innkeeper, and he said, "Look at him." He said, "And when I return, I will reimburse you for an extra expenses you may have incurred." And then the Lord Jesus asked the lawyer this question: "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The lawyer replied, "I suppose the one who had mercy on him." And Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." You see, yung pong mga audience ni Jesus dito, when he was preaching, it's either in Galilee or he was preaching in Judea. Lahat po ng mga audience niya kapag nandun siya sa lugar na yon, they are Jews. Jews and Samaritans are not, di siya nagmimix. In fact, they are avoiding each other. If you know the geography, Judea sa baba, Samaria sa gitna, Galilee sa taas. If Jews from below, they want to go to the top, the Galilee, they have to go east of Jordan just to avoid Galilee. Ganun po yung kanilang outcast, ganun po yung kanilang prejudice. But in this story, Jesus having a Jew audience, ang ginawa niyang hero, yung Samaritan. Ang hero is a story, yung Samaritan. As if we are in this setting, ngayon nangyari yung may ninakawan. Ngayon nangyari yung there was this man who was robbed. And if we put this in our context today, mayroong isang minister, mayroong isang pastor, nakita niya yung ni Rob. Instead na tulungan, umiwas siya. Mayroong isang member of the church, yung Levite perhaps. Nakita niya yung ninakawan, half-dead, naked. Instead na tulungan, umiwas siya. Hindi siya ngayon ang bida. Ang bida ngayon yung what this church think or what this group think, yung mga outcast, maaring, maybe excuse me for this, maaring ang dami niyang tattoo sa katawan, ang dami niyang butas-butas saan, ang dami niyang mga hikaw, yung buhok niya iba-ibang kulay, talagang yung parang iniisip mo outcast, siya pa yung tumulong. Siya pa yung tumulong. And so the Lord Jesus is telling them, who is the neighbor to the man who was robbed? Of course, yung tao na narab, it's your neighbor. But sino ang nagpakakapwa tao? Of course, sinagot mismo yun ng lawyer, the man who had shown mercy, and asked him, go and do likewise. The Lord Jesus is telling them, because of their inherent prejudice to Samaria, yung kanilang iniisip na neighbor lang, eh, yung within their circle, within their community. Perhaps, we also have that concept, yung involved lang sa church, yung mga kakilala lang natin. Yung hindi yung mga ibang lahi, hindi yung iba ang itsura. We have to remove that. We have to remove that barrier. We can invite them sa church, ibang kulay, ibang lahi. We should. And the Lord relayed that story, telling the Jews, Samaritans are your neighbor too. In the follow-up to that story, there was this James and John. James and John, we know they are involved into the inner circle, meaning whenever the Lord Jesus will pray, he will bring Peter, James, and John. And John is known for being apostle of love. But then when Jesus was from Galilee, traveling to Jerusalem, he passed by Samaria. Somehow that village did not receive Jesus, or they did not welcome him. Do you know what James and John did? Lord, do you want us to pray for fire from heaven and strike these people? Parang buburahin sa mapa yung Samaria. Nabiglang Panginoon. Eh? Nirebuke sila ng Panginoon, of course. Kaya tinawag silang sons of thunder. In fact, dun sa language nila, they are being called Boanerges. Sino po yung mga mapusok dito na may naggagalitan kayo, gusto yung tumawag ng apoy mula sa langit para tupukin yung kalaban nyo? Ganun kabilis eh. Kasi iniisip nila, hindi nila kalahi. They are outcasts. It's easy to just burn them. Of course, the Lord come to this world not to destroy, but to save. Sino po yung anak ng kidlat o anak ng... Ito po yung tawag sa kanila. I think this is a humorous things na rin eh. Siguro ni binibiro ng mga ibang disciples, ah, ayan na yung dalawang anak ng kidlat. Mapupusok, di ba? Lord is known for changing names. Anong pinalit niya kay Simon? Peter. Anong pinalit niya kay Levi? Matthew. Pero James and John, ang tawag niya is Boanerges, anak ng kidlat. So, wag po tayong patawag na anak ng kidlat. Ha? Dahan, hinay-hinay lang po kapag nagagalit tayo. Now, sino po ang ating enemies? I have asked you earlier, sino po ang mga may kalaban o may enemy dito? I was sharing this morning about R.C. Sproul sharing of a husband visited a Christian counselor. He cannot just somehow reconcile with his wife. There is just these differences between them. He said, what shall I do? I want to separate. The Lord, according to this counselor, the Lord tells us to love our wives. Command po yun, eh, di ba? Mahalin ang ating mga asawa. Or even sa men, love your wife. But hindi mo naiintindihan, sabi niya. Really, really, malaki ng difference namin. I don't think we can still reconcile it. Okay, why not you just go for a temporary separation and you look for a house beside your house? What's the point, sabi niya? What's the point? Because the Lord says in the Bible, love your neighbor. Pastor, you don't understand.
there is an enmity between us. Totally irreconcilable. You're saying she's your enemy. Yes. Then the Bible says, love your enemy. So, needless to say, yung pong husband na yun naghanap ng ibang counselor. So, sino po yung ating mga enemies na according to the Bible? Number one is, verse 44, it says, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. They who are persecuting Christians or us because of our faith, they are the number one mentioned in verse 44. I think for us, it's not really prevalent na mayroon tayong ganung persecution, especially in Singapore or in Philippines. But in other countries where the Bible is forbidden and practicing your faith is forbidden, they are being in prison. For me, I think the worst that I receive is when I was back home in the Philippines, they call us, oh, dumarating na naman yung mga born again. Ang mga borbolen, sa mga kapampangan, if you know that, may kapampangan ito, dumarating na naman yung mga borbolen, mesira ulo. You know, that's the worst I received when I was young. But I don't think it is prevalent to us here in Singapore, but it is happening. So in verse 44, that's the context. The enemy are those who are persecuting you. The big or the classic example of this is Paul, Saul, at that time when he was bringing all those believers, you know, in the early history of the church, when they are leaving Judaism for Christianity, they are being in prison and some are being stoned, and one of them was Stephen. So those kind of things are our enemy according to this. Now, verse 45, it says, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and the unjust. So those who are evil and unjust people, not necessarily they have a direct impact or hurting us, but in general they are just evil, they are just unjust. Maybe a shrewd businessman or those corrupt politicians or the gangs or whatever, that they don't follow what is right. So they are evil and unjust, but that verse says, for the Lord makes his sun rise, umuulan pa rin naman at umaaraw pa rin dun sa bahay nila. That is how generous across the board yung pag-ibig, pagmamahal ng Panginoon sa kanila. So those are the enemies based on verse 45. Now we have this, for if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? So these are those persons that don't love you. Sila yung basta hindi ka mahal, hindi ka lang pinansin, binaliwala ka lang. Meron po bang ganon? I think meron, di ba? Binaliwala ka lang, hindi ka mahal. O hindi ka minahal. Whether it could be your parents, it could be a sibling, it could be a friend, parang ganon, binaliwala ka. O maybe friend dati, pero ngayon hindi na. Dun sa 47, and if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same. These are the non-brothers. They are not in the same group as you. The classic example, Jews and the Samaritans. They just considered them as not their neighbors because they are not the same group. They are in the same community. So those are non-brothers. For us, walang gaano yung impact ito sa atin, but we still have to love. We still have to love them. Now, this may be the one that's really impacting us. In verse 39, but I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil, but if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the others also. Those who slap you, of course, quote and unquote. Yung mga nanakit sa atin. Those who disrespect us. Sila na nag-abuse sa atin. These are, I believe, yung pinaka-really direct impact sa atin. Ito yung mga enemies na sinasabi ng Panginoon na mahalin natin. So let me summarize. These persecutors, evil and unjust people, those who don't love you, non-brothers, those who hurt you. So all our enemies may include not necessarily the persecutors. This group might be as close as our parent, who have abandoned us or their child or children. It could be your spouse.
It could be a rebellious child, a frustrating neighbor, a colleague who has embarrassed and causes so much pain in your life, an employer who belittles you and abuses you too many times. So, yung pong mga enemies na to, some of them may not have directly impacting us, but somehow they are testing our capacity to love. Ito po yung listahan natin. And then the Bible is telling us, how can we love our enemies? Mayroon pong binigay na instruction ng Bible. Ang una is turn the other cheek and go the extra mile. Ang pangalawa is pray for them. Ano? Pagpe-pray ko yung kalaban ko o yung nanakit sa akin. Anyway, let us see. Turn the other cheek and go the extra mile. What does that mean? Jesus teaches us to bless our enemies and not curse them. Do not retaliate with harmful words, and we have to reach out to them. Yun po yung tinuturo ng Bible. In 1997, I have the experience of going through one of our projects. I was not full-time there. I'm just visiting. But the gate entrance is quite stringent. I was on the driver's seat, and we have a driver with a twin cab. There was a gate pass that we get. It was on the dashboard, but I did not realize that it has to be displayed prominently into the windshield. So when the safety personnel, is a safety officer, saw it, he approached us and he keep on slamming our vehicle and scolded me up and down. And I say, sorry, he never listened. Every time I visit, he also did not just change his attitude towards me. He was the animosity was there throughout that project. That project was finished. 1 year later, 1998, I became a project manager to handle a project. And we needed staff, hire personnel. We published in the newspaper. And many people submitted their resume. And I gathered all the resume. I saw his name. I saw his name. And I just kept. And of course, he doesn't know who will be interviewing the company. And I received him, and I was in the room. He was one, when he was the one entering, and he saw me, I'm at the center. God, parang gusto niyang mag 180 degrees. He's tall, he's maybe 6 foot, pero nanliit po siya. Nanliit siya, and then, come. Umupo sa harapan ko. Hindi siya mapakali, parang hiyang-hiya. But to make the story short, kinuha po siyang safety personnel namin. And naging magkaibigan, napaka-close namin for many years. This is what turning the other cheek looked like. Now, earlier this morning also I have demonstrated something. In the Israel, they are right-hand culture. What does that mean by slapping on the right cheek? If you read the text, it's very clear. It's dominant there. You have to turn, you will be slapped on your right cheek. So it's very clear. It's a right cheek. It's specific. So what does that mean? Sa atin po, ang ating culture sa atin, we are right-handed culture, if you understand what I mean. When I was small, I started eating with my left hand. I'm doing it with my right hand, some activities, but specifically, I was eating using my left hand. But I was discouraged by my parents. That's not good. You know, doon sa mga nakakatanda, bakit, di ba? They dissuaded me and then persuaded me to use my right hand. Eventually, nalimutan ko yung paggamit ng left hand. I now become a right hand. Jews as well, their right hand is the dominant, which is across the world. But then, this is their culture, right hand. So now if you have to slap people, you have to slap using your right hand as well. But then it says, if someone slap you on your right cheek, how can he slap you with your right cheek? If you are facing a person, am I right? How to slap you on your right cheek? Because right cheek is, Pastor, can I ask you? Okay. If I will slap Pastor on his right cheek, I am facing him. That is his left cheek, am I right? His right cheek is on that side. The only way I can slap him, I will not use my left hand because it's not somehow in the culture. I have to use my right hand. The only way I can slap him using like this, am I right?
The back of my hand. The back of my hand. Now, the Bible said if someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other way also. Now, he wants me to slap him on his left cheek. But over there, if you are higher level and using your palm, the guy you are insulting, you cannot use this as if you will become equal. You have to use your back of hand. But how to use my back hand to his left cheek? I have to use my left hand, but they don't want to use their left hand. So by turning the left cheek, they have to stop. Thank you, Pastor. Now, the series of hate, the series of someone did you wrong, the moment you retaliate with bad actions, it will continue. If someone hates you and you hated them back, then they have won. But what if you do something that is good? Then they will feel strange, right? They will be stunned. Maybe other people will not just bother about that, but many will be bothered about that. How come this guy doing so good things in spite of the things that I'm doing bad to him? You may rationalize, I don't want to do good thing to him. I let him suffer. Let's say maybe this guy that did you bad, he's now suffering. And you don't want to help even though it is within your reach. And you are rationalizing that suffering will teach them a lesson. Maybe it's true, but between suffering and love, I believe love is stronger and better. Love, kindness, charity, generosity. Yes, God will chastise him, but for you, if you do that, God will reward you. And that man will be somehow, he may stop. That's what it says, turn the other cheek. Now, let me read in Romans 12, verse 14 to 21. It's talking about loving our enemies. Here, Paul is the one writing. He said here, bless those who persecute you. 12, verse 14 to 21. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Ito po yung sinasabi rito na pag pinersecute ka, pag kinurse ka, do not retaliate with persecution or curse. And in fact, kung sila'y gutom, pakainin mo sila. If sila ay nauhaw, painumin sila. Sa atin, kapag tinapunan ka ng bato, tapunan mo nang. Pero merong kasunod yun, di ba? Tinapay na nasa garapon. But that's not correct, di ba? That's not correct. But by doing this, he said, if your enemy is hungry, you feed them, and then if they are thirsty, and you give them something to drink, by doing that, according to what we read, as if you are heaping burning coals on their head. What does that mean? It is actually also found in Proverbs that you heap burning coals on their head. There are two things as I studied. What does that mean? The first one is, it's an Egyptian culture that when somebody did some wrong, they are exposing them and having a pottery with hot coals on their head. It's a form of shaming them for what they have done. The second one that I was reading, it's like a stranger from outside. It's very cold. They have a pottery. You put a burning coal so that they can last the cold outside, the coldness outside. But in either case, when you do good things, you are stopping them. They are being stunned. They cannot comprehend why, in spite of the things that you show them, the bad things that you did, you are doing the opposite. This is what it means, turning the cheek and going the extra mile. Okay, the second one is, let's pray for them. Jesus commands us to bring our enemies, persecutors, before God, asking for their well-being, transformation, and ultimately their salvation. Sino po ang pinaka-classic example dito? I mentioned earlier that Jesus, when he was on the cross, when he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Ano po yung results nun? Yung nakapako sa krus? He just said to the Lord, "Remember me when nagahari ka na." And another soldier was there. Indeed, this is the Son of God. Kasi nakita lahat yung mga nangyari. Another one, classic example, si Paul, or Saul. He was there persecuting Stephen, but Stephen prayed, "Lord, do not let this sin be upon them." Sabi ni, "Spare mo sila." True to that prayer, one of the results, just the following chapter, it was Paul from the road of the Damascus, he was now converted and he became, I believe, no doubt, the best evangelist or pastor, whatever you call it, after that, just because of that prayer of Stephen, I believe. And in Acts chapter 8, this apostle John was then commissioned to be in Samaria because Philip, when he went there, the Samaritans believed on the Lord Jesus. Imagine if the Lord Jesus did not stop them from calling fire from heaven and nuke that village. There were no salvation for that people because they have been erased. So pray for them. And ultimately, it is for their salvation. They may not know now what they're doing, but they will thank us. But even if they say no to what the gesture you are doing, you still have reward from our heaven, from our Heavenly Father. Now, let me go to this. These are the models I just mentioned. Why will we be blessed and why do we need to pray for them? You can see here, it is what the Lord commanded us to do. It is what sets us apart as believers, and it is to bring honor to God and as we mature in this aspect. So it is what the Lord commanded us to do, because what sets us apart? Kung, let's say, if we do and we are kind to those who are kind to us. Jesus is telling us, as his children, we have to follow him. As our Father is perfect, be perfect. Kung gaano po yung ginawa niya, sundan po natin siya. Yeah, it is commanded to us. And number two, it is what sets us apart as believers so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. 5 years ago, nung pong umuwi ako ng Pinas, before COVID, umuwi po ako dun sa lugar namin kung saan nakalibing ang aking tanay. And isa sa mga caretaker noon, kakilala ko siya. And nakausap ko siya for quite a long time, kaharap po ako ng po sa kanya. And I think he was so kind and just finished the conversation. And nung patapos na bandang huli, sabi niya, "Bakit ka po ng po sa akin? Eh, magkabats lang tayo." All this while, akala ko siyang tatay nung kakilala ko. Kasi matagal akong nawala sa Pinas, 25 years na sa that time. And 5 years before that, nasa Maynila ako. Ang nasa mind ko, talagang kamukha-kamukha. Kasi iniwan namin siya noon, mga bata pa, in his early 20s or 19. Eh yung tatay niya noon siguro, mga 50. But mali nga naman ako, bakit hindi tumanda yung tatay, di ba? I said sorry to him. Kabats ko pala yun. Opo, nung akala ko yung one batch higher than me. But what I'm trying to point out here is, nung makita ko siya, I did not mistaken him na siya yun. Kamukha siya ng tatay niya. Tayo ba, when it comes dun sa, Christian siguro yun. Believer siguro yun. We will not be mistaken because they see the good things that we are doing. We are set apart. we are doing what the Lord has commanded it, that turning the other cheek, loving them, being kind, when we are not retaliating to them? Or will they say, 15 years na kitang kilala, Christian ka pala? Which way? So we are commanded to do that so that we can be set apart as believers. Then to bring honor to God as we mature, in the same way, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Ito po yung ini-instruct sa atin. Ang living for the glory of God, bringing means giving and bringing, displaying, revealing God's greatness. So let us step back. When we want to retaliate, when we do, just think back and ask ourselves, is it damaging our relationship further with that person? Will this hurt people even more? Or will it hurt the offender, you? Or is it significantly dishonoring God kapag hindi tayo gumawa ng ganun, if we do not turn other cheek? Let us just think about that. Now, ang inihingi ko po ang application dito sa atin. Sino po yung may listahan dito na may baggage kayo, na ginawan kayo ng masama, and nandun sila sa inyong hate list? They are in your hate list. This could be a parent. Iniwanan ka. Binaliwala ka. Sumama siya sa iba. Many stories of that. Iniwan kayo. For many years, tiniis kayo. Nandun sila sa hate list mo. Sinabi mo sa sarili mo, hindi, pag asensado na ako, maghirap ka na dyan, hindi kita babalikan, hindi kita iti-take care. O ginawan ka ng makapatid mo kaya, o kaibigan mo in the past. Somehow, ginawan ka ng napakasama. Or kakilala mo. So, ginawan ka ng masama, and then, nandun sila sa hate list mo. Maaring nagsasuffer na sila ngayon, and you already have all the opportunity para gumanti sa kanila. You want to take revenge now na nakaahon ka na. Inapika niya dati. Sino yung merong ganun po? Nalistahan. Gusto mong gumante sa kanila. Gusto mo silang balikan. Or totally, inignore mo lang sila. Okay, magdusa ka dyan. Hindi kita tutulungan. Can you just be silent and then try imagining mo sino-sino sila? And then, ang application po na gusto ko this message is, why not, instead of putting them in our hate list, why not put them into this list instead? Ilagay natin sila sa prayer list. Huwag tayong magagaya ni John and James, gustong magpababa ng fire para puksain sila. Nirevuke ni Jesus, no, the Son of Man did not come to destroy, but to save. And the Lord Jesus pray, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Magpapasalamat sila sa atin in the long run kung sakasakaling sila'y nakakilala sa Panginoon. They said it will take 21 days para ma-break yung habit. I-practice mo ngayon ito for 21 days, magiging form yung new habit. Why not I ask every one of you for the next 21 days, beginning today, ilista mo yung nasa hate list mo. Ubusin mo lahat. Diskarga mo lahat yung ilagay mo sa prayer list mo. And pray for the next 21 days. Look at what the Lord will do. Reach out to them kung matagal mo na silang hindi nakikita. Maybe you even give a gift to them dun sa meron kang gustong bigyan. Nabigla sila siguro, bakit all of a sudden ginawa mo yon? And I believe the Lord will honor that gesture. Ngayon, I want to finish with this verse, Romans 13 verse 8. Ang sinasabi rito, owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. There's an NIV version about this. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Tagalugin po natin.
Sabi niya, huwag kayong magkakautang except for the utang to love each other. Hindi po yun nababayaran. Minahal mo na siya ngayon, may utang ka pa rin sa kanya. Ito yung sinasabi ng Romans 13:8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt. Sabihin niyo po, continuing debt. Itong continuing debt ito, hindi nababayaran. Dapat continuous mong binibigay. Utang natin ito sa bawat isa sa ating kapwa. Pakibanggit po dun sa katabi niyo, may utang ka sa akin. And this is a continuing debt. You have to love me continually. So, kinausap niyo na po ba yung may utang sa inyo? Bawat isa sa atin, may utang sa bawat isa. That is the continuing debt that Romans 13 verse 8 is telling. Let me close this with these verses that I have read earlier, and then we'll close in prayer. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you for these lessons. These lessons are not easy to preach, and they are difficult to live. We acknowledge how challenging it is to love those who oppose us, to face hatred and hostility without allowing bitterness to take root in our hearts. Yet, Lord, we take comfort in knowing that we serve a Savior who intimately understands all of this struggle. Aming Panginoon, humihingi po kami ng iyong tulong because on our own, Lord, hindi po namin kaya. Magpe-fail kami. Lord, transform us even just this week, little by little, to become more like you. Lord, help us to reflect your love in our interactions, especially toward those who have done us wrong and who have mistreated us. Lord, give us the courage to turn the other cheek when we are hurt, and the strength to resist, to urge to retaliate. Lord, may we learn to forgive wholeheartedly and follow the example of our Lord Jesus, who even in his agony prayed for those who persecuted him, saying, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Aming Ama, tulungan po na kami na i-transfer po namin yung mga tao na nasa aming mga puso na kinagagalitan namin, kinamumuhihan namin. Lord, sila ay tinawag naming mga enemy. Ang dami namin gustong gawin sa kanila. Lord, from hate list, i-transfer namin sila to our prayer list sapagkat ito, Panginoon, ang inyong dinidesire. Lord, may we, as you, desire for their well-being, not their downfall. We ask that through our prayers, Lord, and your grace, they may come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Lord, help us. Help us, O Lord, to just follow through this message and look at what you have done. Sundin po namin ang iyong ginawa. At Lord, humihingi po kami ng guidance in our relationship with our neighbors, with our fellow men. Everyone po na will cross our path. May we leave the commandment from Romans 13 verse 8 that we just read, that no debt should remain outstanding except the continual debt to love one another. Lord, hayaan po ninyo ang pag-ibig, ang pagmamahal, ang defining mark ng aming buhay as we walk and be obedient to you. aming Panginoon, finally we just entrust all our situation, every trial, and every relationship into your capable hands. We know that you are sovereign and good, and we rest in the assurance that you are working all things together for our good. Aming Panginoon, guide us today. May this message na amin pong napakinggan ay tumimo sa aming puso upang kami, Panginoon, ay lumago. Thank you, Jesus. We praised you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Richard. Let's stand. What a wonderful message to remind us how we ought to treat one another, especially our enemies. Kaya tingnan mo yung katabi mo, sabihin mo sa kanya, ang laki ng utang ko sa iyo. Which is love, right? Amen? You know, it's not easy, but let's just come to the Lord and say, Lord, give us a pure heart. Amen? Let's just worship the Lord. A pure heart. A pure heart. That's what I long for. A heart. A heart that follows heart after thee. Yes, Lord, a pure heart. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee. Let's raise a hand and say, Lord, a heart that hides your word. A heart that hides your word, so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one you rule and reign. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord, a sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. Hallelujah. Lord, that's our prayer. Give us a pure heart, a heart that hides your word, a heart that will not let sin come in, a heart that's undivided, but one you will rule and reign. Panginoon, it's a challenge for us to love our neighbors and even our enemies, but we thank you for your promise that's not by might, not by power, but simply by the Spirit of God, that we can have the ability to love one another, and especially to love our enemies. Let's just raise our hands and receive the benediction. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Thank you for your message, Lord, and may be ye, your children, live like you as we go in our respective places, at work, at homes, in our families, in our colleagues. As you fill us with your love, may your love overflow in each one of us so that we will love others, our neighbors, and even our enemies. Salamat, Panginoon, sa inyong word. May this word be planted in our heart and bear much fruit. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Thank you for joining us in our worship service. Turn to somebody and tell that person, love your enemies.